So we back for part two, the invisible lady. So we at the back of the house. Now she tried to get through the door. When she opened the door, the screen door made a squeaking sound. He turned around and holding in his hand was a plate of food. She's confused because she's trying to figure out where the fuck you get this food from because you don't cook. And you don't got no job, so I know you ain't order no takeout. So where the fuck the food come from? So he goes and say, man, my man girl made me this food. So she says, which man and which girl? Because none of them bitches can cook. So as she looked down at the plate, she noticed it was a home-cooked meal. Pork chops smothered with gravy and rice. String beans and a biscuit? Which bitch cooked that? So he looks her dead in her eyes and says, there you go tripping. You want some? She looked at him and rolled her eyes and said, fuck you, and walked out the kitchen. So the next day, her son gets off for school. Regular time, 2:15, he gets off the bus. They drop him off at the corner of their house. He walks down the street with a couple of his friends, heading to his house. He walks through the gate, walk through the yard, head up the steps, grab the door, and notice the screen door was locked. He's confused, because just like his mother, he noticed the screen door is now always locked. And it's never locked. So he walks away from the screen door to look in the window. He looked in the window, he seen something, his eyes got big, he jumped back and shook his head no. He then closed his eyes real tight, open it, and released breath. By this time, the front door was opening, and it was the mother boyfriend. He walked up to the door, spoke to him, and went up to his room. Now the time is 6:45 on this new day. The mother is off for work. She do her regular routine, go in there, speaks to the boyfriend, kiss him on the cheek, go upstairs and see her son. So she head up the stairs, walk down the hallway, knock on the door and open it real slow and say, hey honey, I'm home, in the son room. The son is sitting on the edge of the bed with his eyes real big. She looking at her son like, what's wrong with you? The son says, mommy, I seen her again. She says, who? The son said, the invisible woman. And this time she had a mask on. I closed my eyes and opened my eyes back open and she was gone, mommy. So the mother said, I'm sick of this shit. She disappeared, she invisible. Where's you getting this shit from? He says, for real, mommy, me not lying. I seen her when I was on the front porch looking through the window because the screen door was locked. So now the mother thinking to herself, this shit is too detailed. The screen door was locked on me the other day. And you say she had a mask on. You closed your eyes and opened your eyes. She disappeared. Something the fuck going on. So she started to get a little worried. She started feeling underneath his chin, feeling his head to see if he's warm or if he's sick and shit. Told him to follow my finger. I don't know if I need to call a priest. You need to see a doctor. What the fuck is going on? The mother is just going through the motion. So she throws her hands up and say, look, I need a minute. So she leave his room, close the door behind her, walk down the hall to her room, go in her bathroom, sit on her toilet, pull out her phone, and called her girlfriend. She dialed the number, ring, ring, ring. The girlfriend answered the phone. Hey, bitch, what's going on? She said, bitch, a lot. The girlfriend said, what you mean a lot? She said, my motherfucking son keeps saying he's seeing this invisible woman. One day she wearing a mask, the next day she disappear. Bitch, I don't know what's going on. That motherfucking nigga downstairs better not be bringing no bitch in this house. And if we don't know nothing, we do know one thing that our girlfriend's gonna do, bitches, make the situation worse and put shit in our head. Yeah, probably be that big bitch across the street probably sneaking in your house sucking your man's dick. And here she go, you think so? Nah, that bitch too big. She ain't invisible. She noticeable. And here go the friend. Shit, don't sleep on these big girls because you know they cook better than us. And here she go, bitch. I walked in on him on the other day holding some pork chop, bitch. It was a full course meal and it smelled like a big bitch cooked it. And here go the friend. See, bitch? I know what I'm talking about. And then it turned into, you know what, bitch? I'm going to call you back. Click. I got to watch that bitch across the street. So as she's sitting on the toilet holding her phone, brain pondering, who the fuck is this invisible lady? She didn't want to call none of her other friends because she didn't want to put all them bitches in her business. So she said, I got to talk to somebody. Who else can I call? Let me call my mother. So as she dialing her mother number, she heard somebody call her name. So she ran out the bathroom to the bedroom, went out the bedroom to the hallway and looked over the banister and said, who is that? She said, it's me, your mother. She said, Ma, I was just about to call you. Go down the stairs and stand in the living room. It was her mother and her Aunt Cheryl. She said, Ma, come here for a minute because I don't want Aunt Cheryl in my business. My son keeps saying it's an invisible woman in here. I came home the other day. My motherfucking nigga got a full course meal in his hand. He don't know I cooked none of that shit he was eating. He told me he got it from one of his friend's girlfriend. Mom, them bitches don't even know how to cook. All they know how to do is roll backwood. So the mother looked her dead in her eyes and said, put his ass out. A man that don't work, don't eat. He should have gave you that motherfucking food. So as she talking to her daughter, he walking down the hallway, he smiling and waving, hi, Mom. She said, no, fuck that. You gotta go. Who the fuck you in here fucking that we can't see? So now the mother in there going off and shit. The daughter like, Mom, calm down. He like, what I do? The mother like, you got to get the fuck up out of here. Where's she at? Where's she at? Because we don't see her. Where's she at? You got to get up out of here. Aunt Cheryl like, what just happened? The daughter like, bye, Mom. Bye. I'm going to call you. Finally get her and Aunt Cheryl out the door. Shut the door, locked in. Turned around. She breathing hard, bitch. And she was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm going to find out. So he like, what the fuck you talking about? She rolled her eyes and said, fuck you, nothing. Walked up the stairs, head down the hallway. As she's walking to her room, she noticed her son's door was open. So she goes in the door and peeked her head and said, baby, you okay? He says, mommy. She like, huh? He says, I just seen the invisible lady again. She said, you know what? This is beginning to be too much. I'm taking your little ass to get some help. So she stormed out his room, head down the hallway, went to her room and prepared for work for the next day. She had work the next day asking her co-workers all type of questions. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you think invisible people can talk to your kids through the game? Is there a cartoon that come on TV about invisible people? The people at the job looking at her weird as shit saying, we about to clock out for lunch. She like, already? We just got here. It's 9:45 a.m. They say, yeah, we go early. So it's time for her to go home because she ain't do shit anyway but think about the invisible lady. So as she in her car, she heading home, her phone rang. She looked down at the call ID and she goes, oh, shit. But she answered anyway. It was her baby father calling from jail. So she on the phone with him and they having a conversation like they don't want to talk to each other. They don't like each other. They wish they never had a baby with each other. That's in the first part of the conversation. Second part of the conversation, he asking her, do you miss me? She's saying, fuck no, but I know you miss me. He's saying, I don't miss you. I just wanted to see if you miss me. On his jail. She in the third part of the conversation, he like, send me some money. She like, nah, fuck you, I ain't sending you shit. Then he like, man, I don't need you to send me no money. I got money out there. Matter of fact, go pick up some money from my man and send it to me. She like, nah, if I go pick up some money from your man, I'm gonna give it to your motherfucking son. Then the fourth part of the conversation, he like, you still fucking that bum? She like, boy, mind your motherfucking business. I ain't fucking you. Then the fifth part of the conversation, he like, when we getting back together? We gonna get married, ain't we? She like, boy, in your motherfucking dreams. Then the final part of the conversation, they want to leave you with words of encouragement. Some Allah done told them in there. Nah, they should have been listening to Allah out here. Maybe they wouldn't be in there. So he goes to tell her, yeah, keep your head up out there. You know what I love about you? You always been a natural girl. You ain't never like red lipstick. She said, what the fuck you say to me? He said, you heard me. You always been natural. She said, nah, fuck you mean red lipstick? What do you mean when you say that? He said, I'll tell you in part 3.